Thursday, July 16, the year 2020. Time does not exist in this place. My days are measured only by the sound of knocks and the momentary glances of animals and people outside my window, all exercising the freedoms each of us took for granted before this blasted pandemic ruined the world. No. I must cast these dark thoughts aside. I must remain focused on the task at hand, wooing the lovely Miss Crawley. And although that process has not yet begun, I must keep my spirits high, for no doubt some of the other suitors will not be so resolute. I can only imagine a fair number of them will in fact succumb to the negative psychological effects of our captivity, and in so doing, orchestrate a nullification of their efforts here. And so, it was in service of maintaining a chipper attitude and positive outlook that after an exhaustive round of push-ups, sit-ups, deep knee bends, jumping jacks, and other calisthenic exercises this morning, that I decided to throw myself a party. Yes. I suppose a party thrown for oneself with no other guests but oneself can seem a bit indulgent, maybe even a bit insane, but I assure you, spend 4 days locked in a room with no television, no cellular telephone, no music, no books, scarcely more to eat than a crust of bread, and scarcely more human interaction than talking through a wall to a person you're not even sure was there in the first place. And throwing a party for yourself becomes the most normal thing you can think of. So I set about the task of approximating the mood and tone of a party. I dimmed the lights and closed the blinds to keep out the midday sun. I turned on the coffee maker to hear the rhythm of the percolating beverage, and I opened the closet to find something to wear. There was really only one choice, I thought. My hot dog suit. It's true, I was saving it for a special occasion. Perhaps my exit from the limousine, or perhaps there would be a cause for it in some other situation I had not yet predicted. But it couldn't hurt, I thought, to indulge in a bit of fun with the outfit before putting it into service in more meaningful events to come. I pulled it down over my head, pushed my muscular arms through the sides of the felt-covered bun, and did my best to zip it up the back. And as I gave myself a once-over in the bathroom mirror, I was assured by the sight of my own face peeking through the circular hole in the hot dog itself that I had made the correct decision in bringing this uniform of mirth. I would be certain to convey a jovial attitude to Miss Crawley upon our first meeting, allowing me to later strengthen our bond with a more serious exploration of my mother's untimely death. But that was a thought best indulged later. Now, I thought, was a time for dance. And so I gave in to the staccato rhythm of the coffee percolator and allowed my body to move as it saw fit. Dancing around the bed, I clapped my hands together with the beat, even though they were muffled by the padded white gloves I wore to complete the outfit. After a moment's time, I could feel my spirits lifting. The drudgery of life in this place was slipping away, and the memories of the strange things I had seen were drifting into absurdity. Then, just as I was losing myself in a particularly rousing session of the Millie Rock, there was a knock at my door. Although I no longer had a sense of time's passage, it seemed that a pastrami sandwich had been left just outside my door for what was meant to be my lunch barely an hour ago. I looked through the peephole to see the same person who administered my previous COVID-19 test. I thought of removing my hot dog costume, but she knocked again, and this time with more urgency. So, embarrassed as I was to be dressed as a thing I would never think of eating, I opened the door. She entered and paid my outfit no mind. Instead, she seemed to be focused on her task at hand. "I have to give you another COVID test," she said matter-of-factly. I was told the prior test came back negative. Has there been some mistake? I asked for clarification. No, she said, seemingly annoyed to have to deal with me on a human level. You're going to be tested every 3 days. Then she marched me to the table, set me down, and produced a cotton swab. She brought the thing close to my nose and then paused. It's dark in here, she said, and then opened the blinds to let in enough light to do her job properly. Reflexively, I looked out the window. I felt the sting of the swab being pushed into my nose as my eyes took a moment to adjust to the brightness of the sun outside. And when they came to focus, I was mortified. Standing there, near the cactus where I might or might not have seen Chris Harrison, was Miss Claire Crawley herself. She was flanked by a photographer of some sort and some people I assumed were producers, all in masks. She was, it seemed, in the process of posing for promotional materials for the show. The blinds being opened must have caught her eye because she turned and looked directly through my window. We made eye contact as I was sitting there, a cotton swab forced to the back of my nasal cavity while wearing a hot dog suit. She did not laugh. She did not even smile. The look on her face was confusion, perhaps terror. I closed the blinds as soon as the procedure was concluded, but the damage I felt had been done. The result of my party, which was meant to lighten my mood, had served only to dash my hopes. After this person, who was still unknown to me as doctor or not, left my room with the specimen she had collected, I turned off the coffee maker and retired to the bed, where I lied in my hot dog suit and tried to think of a way out of this. Of some explanation I could tender upon meeting Miss Crawley in the days to come that would make any sense at all. There must be some way, I thought, to salvage this, or my time here has been wasted. I was lost in thought, conjuring the various scenarios that might allow me to overcome this unfortunate turn of events, when I heard Caden again from the other room. It had been 2 days since our last interaction. There was no knock this time. He simply said, "Bro, I got some news."